7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Sovereignty. We thank you for you, Master, for all creation. We thank you for all the people who are alive and well in your presence on today. We pray for this temple, this house, this assembly, this family. Thank you for the leader of this flock. God, we pray that you would just continue to let your own will be done and have thy own way. God, please continue to imprint in our hearts, God, that as long as we trust in you, everything will be just fine. God, we thank you. We lift up your name always. It is in the right name of Jesus the Christ we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All of God's people say amen.
Amen.
It's good to be God's house one moment. I believe this is my first time home this year. This is good to be home. I'm grateful to still be alive enough to tell you it's good to see all of you. I will tell you, through personal experience, this has been a year I've never seen before. I know I'm a young fellow, but I've been through a lot this year, and I'm grateful to still be alive. And I'm glad to see all of you. I'm not going to do a name call because I have to call just about everybody's name in here. It's good to see all of you. My wife and my two daughters. Still faithful, and God is still on the throne. And ministries are not the same due to national crisis, national emergencies. But as I tell my people down the street, God is still worthy to be praised. Many people have asked me the first of the year to lock my doors, but I refused. Many people told me to walk away so I can be like them, I guess. And of course, Rodney is stubborn, so he refused that also. When I only had two people who praised, when I climbed up to five, we praised. When I made it to 10, we praised. When I finally had 20, 25, I praised. God is still my protector, and I've been through that sickness. I know what it's like. I still serve God regardless of this condition. And my prayers is with everyone who has been affected by layoff of a job, by ministry, by not doing the daily activity we are used to. So we got to continue to pray for one another's strength and just pray for one another in general. God will continue to keep us in the safest place I know, and that is in the palm of his unchanging hand. And if we lean on that, I guarantee you, all will be fine.
Amen.
Thank God for my Father Mathis in the house. Like he's doing well. I've been keeping tabs on Brother Hingston. Because I know his knee was messing with him. And he used to run. I don't know if he's been running. He can't run. That's what he told me. He told me. I didn't say that. He said that. I'm glad he's doing fine and putting on the blood stain down. Amen. I said that. I don't say that lightly because there are people giving up. I've had pastor friends quit during this pandemic because they couldn't take it no more. Anytime I see someone still doing the business of God and making sure the faithfulness is where it needs to be, I applaud him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I thank God for my pastor, amen, who is doing what he's called to do.
Amen.
Thank God for all of you who are here, amen, in the fellowship. So I'm not going to hold you long. I see First Lady put the timer on back there. I'm going to try to cut that in half, though. I'm going to try. Okay, let's go to Isaiah's. Book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah, chapter number 43. All right, the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43. God for the senior saints of the house. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, it says, "But now, thus said the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou on mine." Watch this now. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Watch this now. "And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire," bear attention now, "thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee," even in the fire. Verse 3 says, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee." I'm gonna stop right there. Just for a moment, you may be seated. I'm not gonna do this, but just for a moment, we're just gonna speak from, don't worry, God's got it under control.
Amen.
I mean, I can't even tell nobody what to do, but don't worry, I'm going to tell you that today.
Yeah.
The Lord's got it under control.
All right.
I am very grateful for the seniors of the house. The one who have paved the way. The ones who are responsible for our gathering, who made those ultimate sacrifices. Therefore, I pray God's blessing over your life. I want to thank all of the seniors of the house. Thank you so much for holding strong. So we're just going to just say a few words to encourage you and pretty much everybody in the house today. Okay. Let me be me. I haven't been here all year. I was kind of nervous. Rev told me just be me, so I'm going to be me real quick, okay? I've discovered, y'all, I've discovered that Christians, men and women of the faith, spend far too much time in gold in needless worry. Yes, brothers and sisters, we worry about things. I understand that because I'm one of them. But we worry about this. We worry about that. We worry, worry, worry. And then we worry some more. And the tragic thing is, the result of worry, many people have suffered heart attacks and strokes. Now I'm doing research now. Because of worry. Many have problems with blood pressures because of worry. Some people, I'm not talking about nobody, Darryl, but some people
have been labeled as a worrywart. While other folk on the other side of the bridge have become nothing but a nervous wreck. Why? Because all they do is worry. Lord have mercy. Y'all know anybody like that? The problem is they cannot fully enjoy the worship experience because they're worried about the worship experience. They cannot enjoy life in general because they're worried. Even at work, they're worried if they're going to get fired tomorrow. All they do is worry, worry, worry. A lot of times, you worry over stuff you don't even have control over. I mean, I really thought around 1 Peter says, I want you to cast all your cares on me because I care for you. That means whatever I'm worried about, I'm going to get that burden off me since he wants it so bad. I'm going to give it to him and let him deal with it so I don't have to be nerved up too much. Life is too short to be consumed with work. No matter what the problems are that we face in this life, no matter what we are dealing with, we got a God that is bigger than our issues. We got to stop telling God about the big problems, and we have to declare to our problems of how big our God is. God, I've got so many big problems. He knows that. Go speak to that mountain and cast him into the sea. Try not to worry, y'all. Please. The Lord, he's got under control.
Yes, he is.
Now, all right. I'm watching that time, Sister Lynn. I'm watching. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Okay. In the text, okay. Israel, they are assured that God has not left them. That the Lord did not forsake them in the midst of where they were. There was a guarantee that they were not cast away. And watch this. Not only was there a guarantee, but people of Israel, there was a promise. God sent them a promise that the comfort of the divine presence will still be existing in their midst in spite of the time of tribulation. As a nation, watch this now, they had gone through some perilous times. That's what we're dealing with now, right? Now, God gives them a ray of hope in the midst of where they were. Even in the midst of our storm right now, in this national pandemic,
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y-T, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Council in District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park on the Ronson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion.